Nicknamed the Clan Conference, Sharing Our Knowledge aims to highlight Indigenous research, history, language, arts, and culture from Southeast Alaska and British Columbia. The decades-old conference is being held in Wrangell, September 7th through 11th. Brooke Leslie is a local representative on the conference's organizing committee and a tour operator in town.
It brings together people that are culture bearers, language bearers, elders, people that are just wanting to learn about their culture, as well as scholars and academias. And it brings them all into the same setting to be able to share with one another. And I think that's really unique.
Conference organizers say sharing our knowledge is a collaborative, mutually respectful, and a level playing field for academics and culture bearers, as opposed to the under-the-microscope approach to Indigenous studies of the recent past.
I think it presents a great opportunity for the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian people to find out what is being, you know, the research and writing that's being done about them.
Jocelyn Estes is the conference's program coordinator and a reporter for Indian Country Today.
That's been a frequent complaint of Native American groups, is that they never see or hear the results of the research and writing that's done about them. So it does that, and then it gives academicians a chance to understand that they're studying. We're not just in the past. We have a lot to offer today. And contemporary Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian cultures are worth studying, too.
Sharing Our Knowledge was first held in 1993 in Haines and Clequan, and has been held nearly every other year since in communities throughout Southeast. Organizer Peter Metcalf has been with the conference since the beginning, helping with video and photo documentation. He says one unique feature is the variety of presentations.
We have a lot of presentations that happen outside of the room, so to speak.
That includes weaving and spear-throwing demonstrations, cultural performances, and Tlingit yoga, in addition to a film festival, Native arts market, and presentations on Native history, language, and contemporary research. Linguist and organizing committee member Alice Taff says one major focus of this year's conference will be the painful legacy of Native American boarding schools.
And as we've gone through the planning for the conference, we have turned more and more to the boarding school situation.
Wrangell hosted a Bureau of Education boarding school for 43 years, the Wrangell Institute. State collected and individual records recall intense physical, sexual, and emotional abuse of Wrangell Institute students. Students were beaten for speaking their first languages, survivors told KSTK in 2016.
All day Saturday will be focused on talking about it, thinking about it, and having presentations about boarding school. We have films that we're going to be watching. And then in the afternoon, there will be a healing ceremony at Shoemaker Bay.
Shoemaker Bay is the harbor just outside the former Wrangell Institute site. It's the conference's first time in Wrangell, and conference organizers are bringing in a new youth component to the events, says local representative Brooke Leslie.
We've reached out to the Wrangell Public School District, and they're going to be bringing students down to attend certain presentations. We also have a keynote youth speaker coming down. His name is Chris Bryant, to talk about mindset, health, and wellness.
In addition, a team from Outer Coast College in Sitka will be attending, helping to facilitate free workshops for elementary, middle, and high school students during the conference. Leslie says COVID has permeated this year's Sharing Our Knowledge conference in a number of ways. One is the conference theme, A Time for Peace.
Of course, when we started planning for the conference, COVID was not on the table. It wasn't a global pandemic at that time, because this is fall 2019. But as COVID began to emerge, it seemed even more appropriate as the theme.
The conference was supposed to be held last year, but was delayed because of the pandemic. That's led it to coincide with an important Wrangell anniversary. Almost exactly 100 years ago, Chief Shakes VII, Charlie Jones, and Tilly Paul Tamery were arrested in Wrangell after Paul helped Chief Shakes attempt to vote. Here's Metcalf again.
And that led to, about a year later, a decision in which it was recognized that the Native people of Alaska were citizens by right of birth, and that was kind of revolutionary. And then 2 years later, the United States Congress decided that was true of all Native Americans. So that was an important event that happened right in Wrangell 100 years ago. And we'll be talking about that.
Metcalf says pandemic-related leaps in teleconferencing also means presenters will be able to address conference attendees from all over the world.
We're getting Zoom presentations from Montreal, Canada, from Kerch, Russia, Oxford, England, and from the East Coast of the United States.
Live-streamed presentations will also be available to the public on the conference website. Funding for Sharing Our Knowledge comes from conference registrations, as well as several federal and private grants. Wrangell's tribal government, the Wrangell Cooperative Association, recently received funding through Juneau-based community development organization Spruce Root to help with the conference. Since 2007, Sharing Our Knowledge has also been supported in part by the National Science Foundation. Around the same time, the Smithsonian Institution got involved, and they're bringing 3D scanning equipment back to this year's conference, organizer Metcalf says.
It's an extraordinary technology that they kind of showed off in 2019 in Juneau when they brought back a replica of the Sculpin hat. It's a Kiksati hat. It was 200 years old and so fragile it couldn't be handled. They recreated it to the tiniest detail. It's in wood. It was carved in a milling machine in which they entered the three-dimensional data and recreated this hat that's now in the hands of the Kiksati clan, which originated in Sitka.
That super detailed 3D scanning will be available through much of the conference.
So anybody in your audience who has an heirloom, you know, specifically an indigenous heirloom like, you know, a tribal hat or a shaman rattle or anything of that nature, and you want it preserved for all time, come down to the conference. You know, make arrangements with the Smithsonian. If they're interested, they will scan it for you and create a permanent record.
Committee members like local representative Leslie also emphasize the conference is meant to educate anyone interested in getting involved.
It's not just for an Alaska Native person. This is for anybody who has interest in the Tlingit and Haida or Tsimshian people, that has interest in learning about the indigenous people that first called Southeast Alaska home.
Find a full schedule of events at sharingourknowledge.org. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.